Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Really what it boils down to is just be involved. Get informed, get involved, everything's cool. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, if you're going to buy anything from MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, what I want you to do is use the promo code Joe. If you use the promo code Joe on the way out, you'll get a bit of a discount. Gives us some brownie points. Everybody's happy. And even if you're not in the market for a pillow, there's so much on the stuff there. I didn't even realize how much stuff was on there. And, you know, and I'm a quote-unquote affiliate, as they put it. So if you're looking for, I don't know, slippers, blankets, sheets, kids' pillows. Got a lot of kids' pillowcases. That's kind of cool, the way they do it. And it's good quality stuff. I got it. I have some from my side. I think we have pillows, we have pillow sheets, and we have, what do they call slippers. So, again, when you're out, or on your way out, paying for your stuff, just turn around and use the promo code Joe. You'll be happy. I promise. All right. Some of the craziest stories that, you know, we got to tie up from the week, been going on all week long. But this one in particular, I said I want to talk about for a reason. And that is the former Trump campaign advisor leaving the GOP. Now, I don't blame her at all. Jenna Ellis is leaving the Republican Party in protest amid reports that the party's chief attorney bashed the Trump campaign's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Now, I don't think they're looking to overturn the election. I think they're looking for the real number, the real count, the reality behind it, behind the election. And then you can go from there. I would wonder why anybody would be against that. As a matter of fact, I'd even go one step further. It's the Republican Party's fault that we lost this election. The Democrats had attorneys in every state ready to go, ready to turn loose on anything that just didn't look right. We didn't. We didn't have that grassroots effort that Rona McDaniel said we had. We weren't there. I work with the party in Los Angeles. Yeah, well, I think it's the biggest one there is. I think. In Los Angeles County. I know what they were ready to do and not ready to do. I know what they were talking to do and not ready to do. I know that the head of the California Party, here in California, I mean, the California Republican Party, basically sent out an email, or did send out an email that basically said, hey, stay away from Trump. Distance yourself from Trump. Isn't that great? It's just amazing. Now, during Monday's episode of Just the Truth, her show on Real America's Voice, Ella said that she was leaving the party until its top officials resigned, including Republican National Committee RNC chairman, chairwoman, Rhonda McDonald. She went on to say all of them, including Rhonda McDonald, should resign now. Until they do, as of today, she said, I'm resigning from the party. I'm changing my voter registration. I'm no longer Republican until the party decides that it wants to be conservative again. And even if I stand alone for the truth, I will stand for the truth at least. Now, again, we need to make principled moves when it comes to elections, when it comes to parties. We need to push back on our parties. We really do. I don't care if you're listening to the show, you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, no party preference in California. Whatever it is, you need to let them know you're not happy. Now, she decided to resign after the Washington Post reported that Justin Reinberg, chief legal counsel for the Republican National Committee, sent an email asking the RNC official to not share unfounded claims of voter fraud. What Rudy and Jenna are doing is a joke, and they are getting laughed out of court. They're misleading millions of people who have wishful thinking that the president's going to somehow win this thing. Well, look, after what I just saw in Arizona, I believe he won the thing. No question about it. The level of cheating they had to do, the problem is it's because of the level of cheating they had to do is how they got caught. Business Insider also reported the account via an early copy of Michael Wolff's forthcoming book, Landslide, The Final Days of the Trump Pregnancy. The account notes that Ellis was forwarded the email which she saw during a dinner with Giuliani and former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik. The article goes on to say that Reimer said in a statement at the Hill that any suggestion that I did not support President Trump and do everything in my power to support the RNC's effort to reelect is false. Really? Doesn't look that way with what you're putting out there. He said, I will say publicly now that, and I then said privately, I take issue with individuals who brought lawsuits that didn't serve President Trump well. Now, I will give him this. Whether it was Sidney Powell or whoever, for them to be running around saying they were ready to take this thing down, they were ready to file, they had it done, they weren't. We all know they weren't now, especially. Joe Messina, your host, so far. A lot more coming up after the break. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business us, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Mambo Italiano. Perfect. At least for this. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show, and I do appreciate your time with me. And there's just a lot going on, a lot happening in the news. The California Republican Party, I guess it's the Republican Party as a whole across the country. But I was talking about it earlier, how the California Republican Party also seems to be following in line big time with the National Republican Party, is how they pick and choose and what they do, who they get behind. It really is kind of scary, if you would. I've always said you need to take the party back. The only way we're going to do that is truly get people to wake up and understand they're not on our side anymore. Not all of them, but a lot of them. When you had in the last election, when you had which now is suspect to me, when you have the head of the California Republican Party sending out an email telling candidates to stay away from Trump, to distance yourself, did they know that he was going to lose? Did they know that it was going to be cheated on and he was going to lose? That's a question. Didn't say they did it, just a question. And now you're looking at the countrywide and how Jenna Ellis has decided to leave the Republican Party because of what they're doing too. See, we have to go back to our roots. We have to go back and be as gutsy as Abraham Lincoln was. I say that from the standpoint of you have to understand what it takes to fight. You have to understand what you're willing to give up to make sure that your party comes back to its principles. Does the right thing. They haven't done that yet. She said she was changing her voter registration. She was no longer Republican. And that the resignation came after or falls in line with a report from the Washington Post. And we know how reliable they are, but when you start seeing this stuff pop up everywhere, you have to be curious about it. At least curious as to whether it's real or not. Now, what's really funny is those people who within, I don't know, a day or two or three from the Republican Party that said there was nothing to see. I'm not even a political at that level. There was plenty to see. There was plenty to question. There was plenty to sit back and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where did those 300,000 ballots come from in the middle of the night? Where's the chain of custody? Because you aren't letting them in. I would have caused a riot around that truck. You're not letting them in until we find a chain of custody. Ellis goes on to say that Reimer is entitled to his own opinion, but the RNC is not entitled to do is sabotage Trump while also fundraising off of Trump. I mean, you see all kinds of stuff going off the RNC about Trump. Are they really behind him? Are they really fighting? And again, let's get something straight here. Even though they worded improperly, you're not fighting for Trump. We're not fighting to get Trump. The fight is not to get Trump back in office. The fight is to prove he deserves to be in office because he won the election. That's the fight. The fight is to prove that these, because it's not just him, you know, how many congressional candidates lost because of cheating? I don't think it was just, I don't personally believe that it would just be Joe Biden. How many Senate seats did we lose because of this? Really? And, you know, again, up until recently, the Dems really didn't have to fight this hard to maintain control, get control back, or what have you. They've had control the majority of the time. So, I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know if they thought that this cheat was going to be that easy because everybody hated Trump. I think they found out that everybody didn't hate Trump. I think they found out that rank-and-file Democrats, even though happy that Trump didn't win, didn't want to win this way, didn't want to win with all the dust-up around it. Right? What happened to all the money? You know, the other question brought up by Ellis, which is so true. The RNC raised tens of millions of dollars off of the Trump name in November and December to do recalls, to send out attorneys, to do whatever. Did it happen? Did we see it? Is there any evidence of it? No, there isn't. Right? There was an RNC spokesperson told The Hill that the RNC included our legal team, fought vigorously for election integrity before, during, and after. They spent over $30 million engaging in over 50 lawsuits, although I don't buy it. The lawsuits that were brought were weak. They weren't properly laid out. I mean, come on, some of the stuff that they had on those lawsuits, first-year law student would have known about. We talked about that with Brad Dacus. Election integrity is critical. You know, years ago when I used to speak a lot at the in the Los Angeles area for the Republican Party, or at Republican parties, I had a line of in a speech. I started to go down the road because I saw where the Republican Party was going, especially here in California. And I started talking about party over principles over party. That you don't conform to the party. You force the party to conform to your principles. When you came to the party, you came to that party for a reason. What principles of yours did they line up with? That's how it goes. Well, apparently, that was not a good thing to do. I was making people uncomfortable. And as usual, Messina was quietly asked, gingerly asked, slightly asked, not to speak at these events anymore. Because it was real simple. I mean, it was real simple for me anyway. But not for them. We have to take our parties back. If you ever want to win, we have to take our parties back, especially in your little local areas, and make sure that we're doing everything we can to take back these local seats. Then you'll see things change. Then we'll have more control to make things change. Right now, not true. And it can't happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'd love to know what you have to say. You know, it didn't hurt. It was just funny. Somebody wrote a piece about me the other day, said that I was a third-rate Rush wannabe. Let me put it here bluntly. First of all, there's no such thing as a Rush wannabe. You can't. If you think you could be like Rush, you're not a wannabe. You're mentally insane. Okay? And number two is, you got to be yourself. If you're listening to somebody that sounds, tailors himself around somebody else, that person's not original. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. I'll elaborate on that when we come back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Tokyo Olympics are underway. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka was picked as the final torchbearer of the 2020 Games to deliver a message of diversity and inclusion. Osaka, a four-time champion, lit the Olympic cauldron to officially open the games. According to the organizers, 950 people attended the opening ceremony. The venue has a capacity of 70,000. 206 delegations competing were officially welcomed to the games. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron attended the event. A very small portion of the actual athletes took part in the Parade of Nations compared to previous Olympics. There were tributes to those who have lost their lives during the pandemic, as well as the 11 Israeli athletes that were killed in a terror attack at the 1972 Munich Olympics. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some
messed up white people. Yes, they are. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Joe Mazzini Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We can get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how I love to say that. Be part of the solution. Because if you're not, then don't know what to tell you. All right. Let me tell you that, you know, again, with everything that's going on in California, you can't get away from not paying attention to some of the little things that are sliding by at a million miles an hour. And Joey B today, yesterday, gave a bizarre response. I thought it was pretty freaky myself when he was asked a question. And he was given the opportunity to kind of get on the case of those Democrat cities that are defunding police departments. I think some of you already heard this, but it's like the freakiest thing I've ever heard. And I don't know if it's telling us what state his mind is in, or he's just, I mean, some people say he's always been this creepy. I don't know. I'll hang around with the guy, and I probably wouldn't have. But the reporter, you know, simply, I would ask him about the defunding of police in these Democrat-run cities, and his response is more than off-color. Take a listen.
We are not defunding the police.
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party?
So he gives her condescending look and he walks away. And I would have looked at him and said, with all due respect, Mr. President, what has one got to do with the other? Answer the direct question. It'd be nice to get a direct answer. That's what I would have said. Because, you know, I don't know if she's going to get a chance to be with him again. And if they're not asking questions because they're afraid you're not going to be able to be on the plane with them again or be in front of them, go, move on. Give somebody else with a spine the ability to make it happen. Right? And then you look at the faces of the rest of them when they're doing this, reporters that is, at what point do they start looking up? Well, probably never, but I can hope, right? At what point do they look at the camera and go, I think there's something wrong with Joey B. He's not quite put together. The glue had not cleared on the model when we put it, you know, in the water or whatever. And it's clear as day that the guy's got some issues. And anybody on the left that says he doesn't, and on the right says he doesn't, that is perfect. He's acting in a perfectly normal manner. You're just lying. You're being, you're just being disingenuous to yourself and the people you're reporting to. We are temporarily, and it'll go away soon, stuck with a man that, you know, I can't tell you because I'm not a doctor, but others I have spoken with say, yeah, you know, he's got pretty much 80% of the signs of dementia. Which is what they use when they see you coming in and they throw some questions to you, they talk with you. Not like they can do much different with him right now. I mean, people are talking with him. Look at the responses he comes up with. Look at the way he looks at you. That reporter asked a legitimate question, which is kind of shocking from mainstream media. And Joey B probably didn't have his, Rolodex cards that he usually carries around with him. Right? And right then and there, he could have said, man, think about the brownie points. He could have worked for the Democrat Party. He could have said, look, there were some that did want to defund the police at one point in time, and we're working with them to get them to understand what it is that they're suggesting here and the kind of impact it would have on the community. And, you know, so we'll see how that pans out. Then he could have walked away and everybody would have gone, well, that was a coherent answer. That made sense. Even if I do say so myself. So simply asking a question like other people in the Democrat Party who wanted to fund the police, sure there is. I mean, that, you can't run away from that. They are all over the news doing that. And Joe himself did it. He'd be lying if, well, in his mind, he's telling the truth when that happens, right? It's just craziness. But Joe, even after being called out on a couple of things, didn't really seem much to care. Can I get him on this? Yeah, we'll see. There he is. All right, here we go.
That kind of reform. We need significantly more help. That's why I call for significant increase in funding for mental health clinics and mental health providers. We are desperately in need of that now. One of the things I've been pushing for in our administration, we put together the ability in a bill that I wrote to make sure that we can look at pattern and practice of police departments, go in and get all the records and find out what they're doing. That's why we're able to stop the stop and frisk in Camden, the stop and frisk in New York City and the rest, where the federal government has the right to go in and change systemically what's going on. There's a whole range of things that we can do. The idea of no-knock warrants for drug cases is bizarre. We don't need that. It just invites trouble. That's how Breonna was killed. There's a need for fundamental change in us being able to have transparency, be able to have access to the records of police when they have misconduct charges against them, to be able to know where they are so they can't go from one police department to the next. That should be held in my administration. That information will have to be made available to the Justice Department.
You know what's funny about all this? This is already available to them. This is nothing new. They already have access to this through the DOJ. They already have access to, they can pretty much investigate any one of these issues, any police involved in shooting or violence or what have you. They can already do that. It's just like he says, we have to take illegal guns off the street. No kidding. This is a new thought. Really? All right, we got to finish this for a little bit up.
And held in a file so you'd be able to track this. Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading.
No, it's not, Joe. Have you seen the weapons that some of these gangs have? I mean, seriously. I mean, thank God Joey B. wasn't a president when Al Capone was running around. They had machine guns, and he would allow the cops to only have a six-shooter. Right, think about it. So, this is the stuff I push back on big time. And somebody's got to stop him. Somebody's got to speak up at some point in time. a Humvee. Somebody sees a Humvee coming into the area, and all of a sudden, they're being invaded by the American Army. Yeah, okay, got it. Because, you know, we're going to come up the street in tanks and stuff like that. I mean, the LAPD had a battering ram where they got into the houses, they got into places they wouldn't be able to get into. You know, the drug business is big money. I don't know what he's thinking. Whether he's back in 1921 or something. But the drug business is big money. Trying to get into their homes when there's a warrant that needs to be served requires not only a lot of firepower, but a lot of strength to get in there. So I don't have a real big problem with some of this stuff. Yeah, of course, they don't need rocket launchers. That's not what they're looking for. You know, they're buying military equipment that is apropos and can properly be used in the streets. But he doesn't know any of that. He doesn't track any of that. Why bother? They got a whole team around him to take care of it, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What the heck is this? I really do appreciate the time that you're around me. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in our conversations. You know, Newsom. We should start calling him Gruesome Newsom, huh? Newsom lost a recent case with the Ninth Circuit Court. He had an order out there barring private school in-person teaching. Let me rephrase that. He didn't have a law. All right? He had his edict that he put out there. In a suit brought forward July 20th by Dillon Law Group, Harmeet Dillon, my attorney, great attorney, by the way, 20 plaintiffs challenged an order by Newsom that barred in-person teaching in 32 counties, a mandate that affected 80% of California children. Now, five of the plaintiffs argued that Newsom overstepped his authority, denying private school parents control over their children's education. California forced closure of their private schools implicates a right that has long been considered fundamental under the application of case law. The parents have control over the children's education. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Come on, it's good stuff. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. JoeMessinaShow.com. JoeMessinaShow.com. You go ahead. There's a donate button there. As I told you before, you know, we talked about this the other night. Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them pretty much keep us from making any money online. Some of us have said, well, the heck with it. We'll just do it ourselves. And that's why I've decided to do it myself. That way there, all the money comes to me. You know, it's not big chunks aren't going to somebody else. Anyway, if you feel in your heart you want to give a few bucks to the cause, you can head up to the website again. And hit the donate button, and or I'm going to put, you know, I keep forgetting to do it. I promise I'll do it. Put the button up for the store, for our store, and for the new coffee mugs we just got in. All right. Now, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. That guy Newsom. Overstepping again. Using his dictatorial powers, or perceived dictatorial powers, I should say. Because he doesn't really have any. We already know that. Right? And, you know, his mandate to keep kids out of school. The court finally stepped up and said, no, you're not doing this. And you don't have a right to do this. We hold that the district court properly rejected the substantive due process claims of those plaintiffs who challenged California's decision to temporarily provide public education in an almost exclusive online format. See, they're supposed to go out of their way to make education available to parents from all walks of life, from every socioeconomic rung, all the way through. They're supposed to make it as easy as possible for your kids to get educated. And so, you know, Harmeet's good at this stuff. I mean, she's great at this kind of thing. The Ninth Circuit Court judge argued that both the Supreme Court and the California Court have yet to recognize a federal constitutional right to have a state affirmatively provide education in a specific format, basically meaning that public education could still be taught in person and or online, either way, by putting some simple guidelines up. My God, I can't believe this. These are California judges with this kind of wisdom, if you would. By the way, one of you guys, I appreciate it so much, sent me... We were talking about Pelosi earlier. Actually, yesterday and tonight. And about how she claims to be devout Catholic. No, I'm not going to claim that she is or isn't. That's between her, God, and the church. She claims to be a devout Catholic. However, the Catholic Archbishop from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hometown of San Francisco slammed her. She said, you can't support the elimination of the Hyde Amendment and suggest that you're a devout Catholic. Now, some of you are going to say, well, he's got no right to judge her. Well, actually, he does. We do, too. The Bible tells us to judge what's right and wrong, what's godly and not godly. He said, to use the smokescreen of abortion as an issue of health and fairness for poor women. Remember, I called it the other day. I said, you know what she's saying. You know that's the dog whistle for her and other people. These rich white or pseudo-rich white soccer moms sitting at home hearing this, think, oh my God, yeah, we have to help those people out. What a racist comment that is in and of itself, isn't it? We have to help those people. Why, because they can't control themselves? Is that what you're saying? They have too many babies? Is that what you're saying? What are you saying? Do you know how many families are spending all kinds of money to adopt children? Right? I mean, come on. It's just amazing to me. And yeah, I agree with the Archbishop. A smokescreen? He's right. Well, look, the compassion of being a religious person is what drives me to make sure that everybody has a right to abortion because, you know, they might be too poor to have children. Well, who are you to decide that? You know, you look at the plight of some of the early immigrants to this country, Irish, Italian. Is anybody here old enough to remember the days when your neighbor had 9 kids? Right? Your friend had 9 kids? Come on, think about it. And those kids, they might have been poor. We didn't know it. They were happy. We were having a lot of fun. We went to school. We had fun. I don't get it. What's missing here? Have we dumbed down the kids so much? Have we softened things down so much? They can't handle any adversity at all? San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordileone told Catholic News Agency on Thursday that he said, "What about giving the poor woman a real choice, so they can support choosing life?" All right, think about that. Instead of them fighting so hard to make sure that Planned Parenthood has money, why don't they give them door B? What's behind curtain number 2? Make it available for them to put the baby up for adoption. Help cover the cost of that. I don't know. I'm no expert in these areas. And somebody goes, oh, you know how much more expensive that is? Well, how much do we spend to save lives in this country? How much are we spending for transgender operations? Can't use that for adoption too? Doesn't everybody get a free shake? It's hypocrisy at its finest. And I think we're just stupid enough to handle it. Or to let it happen. The Archbishop added, it is people of faith who run pro-life crisis pregnancy clinics. They are the ones who provide poor women life-giving alternatives to having their babies. Okay? I mean, think about that. I cannot be prouder of my fellow Catholics who are so prominent in providing this vital service, he added. I say, you are the ones worthy to call yourselves devout Catholics. This crisis, you know, for those of you listening, maybe you know somebody who's struggling with this. There are crisis pregnancy centers in a lot of towns across the country. They're the exact opposite of Planned Parenthood. But one of the things that really touched my heart with one of those places I went to check it out, I got to know the director there very well. And where they don't perform abortions, right? I won't say it looks like an abortion clinic, but it definitely looks like a Planned Parenthood type of scenario. The young people will go in there, the pregnant woman will go in there. And what they do is a couple of things. One is, you know, they talk to you about, you know, you think you're pregnant, let's take a test. Let's find out if you are. How far along do you think you are? One of the things they do in there is they do ultrasounds. And I don't know the number, and I don't want to make it up. But it's well up in the, you know, 70-80 percentile. When women see what that is, when they do the ultrasound, the women actually get to see the baby in the womb, they decide not to go through with the abortion. Because part of it is, remember, some know exactly what they're doing, but a majority of them still under the premise that it's a blob of cells. I don't get it in the second trimester, at the end of the second trimester, or getting there, where they can feel the baby moving, they know there's something going on. It's hard for me to believe that they haven't reconciled in their head it's now a baby. But I'm not going to think for them. So if you can, you find one of these pro-life pregnancy centers. They're called crisis pregnancy centers. And the reason I told you I there was something nice about this was that if that couple, if that young lady petrified really, really decides to go through with the abortion anyway somewhere else, she can come back for counseling. Can't do that Planned Parenthood. You can't do that there. They're not, once the procedure is done, they're not interested in you anymore. But this place will counsel you. Matter of fact, when the young couple comes in, if the father's there as well, they try to help them with mentoring. They have men on a list. They have women on a list that will come in and help mentor that couple get through what they're going through. The Archbishop kept going on saying, let me repeat, no one can claim to be, ready for this, no one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent human life. By the way, this isn't just a rogue Archbishop. This is the Catholic Church, the majority of the Catholic Church as a whole. Because earlier in the week, I want to thank the person who sent this to me. Earlier in the week, Pelosi expressed support for eliminating the Hyde Amendment, a federal policy that's been in place since 1976. It prohibits 99% of the abortions from being funded through Medicaid. She defended her support for the abortion, even though it goes against the Catholic teachings of the Catholic Church, by calling herself a devout Catholic who believed it was unfair to tell other women what to do. That's funny, because how could you be a religious person at all? God tells you what to do, other women, other men, other people. God tells them what to do all the time. It's right in that book you claim to believe in. Isn't that hilarious? I feel like God blessed my husband and me with our beautiful family. Right, think about that. I talked about that the other day. She calls it beautiful, calls the kids beautiful, and yet she's willing to kill them. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show right here on the Genesis Communication Network. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, because we want you back for this next week.